I'm going to be talking about why books are interesting and why books are important for all kinds of reasons other than the words on their pages and the text, the content.
Right.
And people generally think that books matter, you know, books have value because of their texts, because of the ideas and the knowledge and the author's stuff inside them. What I'm saying is that there's a lot more to books than that. They are three-dimensional objects. They're designed, they're manufactured, and people do things to them. They write in them, they take things out of them, they bind them in different ways, they interact with them, and all of those things that people do to books can help us understand what books have meant to people in the past. You know, it's part of their research value, it's part of their cultural value. And I think it's particularly important to think about that at a time when the world's going more and more digital and the texts are going more and more digital. You know, this library is full of books. You know, this place has been built up as a quarry of ideas, of information, of texts. And right now, a fair proportion of those texts can be read online. A lot of the books that are out there in the stacks, if you want to read those books, you can do it through Google. You can do it through early English texts online. You know, and increasingly people are going to do that. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to come here to read those books as texts, but they might well come here to look at the markings in them and the annotations in them and their individual histories. So that's the thing. I don't go along with the line that digitization and books going digital and books being thought of as e-things rather than physical things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's progression, it's evolution, it's, you know, like once we had horses and now we have cars, it's like once we had candles and now we have electric lights. And nobody thinks the world's a worse place as a result. It's a bit of a different place, but it's all part of change and evolution. And books electronically makes books accessible to millions of people much more simply than used to be the case. So there's huge, huge benefits. I think the only thing that concerns me is that we don't lose what's valuable in that documentary heritage that's come down to us. And that's what I think there is a danger of, because libraries are expensive things. And as we get more and more digital, people are going to clear them out. They're going to clear out those shelves. Go, why do you need all that stuff? But actually, there's more to it than the words. I think part of the durability of the library, though, comes... It's something to do with us, with our generations that learnt to read in books. I think there's going to be a big step change when the generation comes along that learns to read, not with a physical book, but with something like a Kindle or an iPad. Because we instinctively think of the print as kind of primary, and the electronic, wonderful though it is, as you know, it's kind of secondary and it's sort of come along later. And I think if you learn to read, if your first experience of books is something electronic, you'll have a different mindset. And one of the pictures I'm going to show in this lecture shortly is an image that I got up when I put Children Reading Canada into Google. And it's a picture of a little girl gazing at an iPad. And increasingly, you're seeing images of, you know, children and books equals children and tablets, children and e-devices. Mm. And I think that generation, when they're our age, they'll think differently. I mean, you know, it's back to the horses and the candles. Well, we still have horses and candles, but they have a very different place in society. I think we have an important role as advocates getting across those messages about, you know, what it is that's important and what it is that needs to be saved. I don't think we should be resisting change. I don't think we should be kind of saying that the move to the ebook is the end of civilization and just seem to be Luddite. I think it is about helping people to see a different set of values around books and why they might be important and why they might be worth preserving. And I think that will bring about a different mindset, and you know, books might be looked after in a different kind of way or kept for different kinds of reasons. I do think the advocacy is important because it's the librarians and the book historians who kind of understand these things and who need to get it across to the public mind and the political mind, because there's going to be a lot of pressures on funding. Mm-hmm. And I know how expensive libraries are to run. You know, in my day job, I run libraries, and I defend the budgets of libraries, and I know how hard it can be. And I think we need to raise awareness that libraries do have all kinds of value going forward, because otherwise we might lose them.